Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Saw something quite concerning with regards to the maize in Zimbabwe, in the southern parts of the country, southern part of the continent. I think you and I spoke about this not so long ago, you know, just the drought that the SADC is experiencing at the moment and affecting crops. So I thought we should speak to Wandile Sihlobo, who is a chief economist at the agriculture. Wandile, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on.
So, you know, I don't know if we expected this kind of effect of the weather to have the kind of effect it has in Zimbabwe as well as in Zambia, but we're not looking good with regards to the output of the maize crop.
Absolutely, and I think you are right on saying this perhaps may not have been with regard to our expectation, because you will recall that around the end of last year, and going into even the start of this year, we were seeing good rainfalls across South Africa, across Zimbabwe, Zambia, and indeed the Southern Africa region. And it almost seemed to all of us that we may have a relatively favorable agricultural season. And this was going to be an anomaly, because we know that after 4 years of good rains on what we call a La Nina, we had transitioned into what is called an El Nino, which is typically leads to below average rainfall and even droughts. We thought, no, this time around we'll actually escape it. But something different happened from the start of February all the way up until the end of March, which is that we were hit by this heat wave, and at the same time, really no rainfall at all. And even here at home, it led to losses of crop. But Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, and the others saw far more damaging effects than what we recorded in South Africa. So this is really the scope of how we saw the start of the season.
Yeah. And so South Africa wasn't really that affected. Just maybe take us through why that was the case.
I think South Africa wasn't affected, not so much because of the climatic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will appreciate in previous engagements that when we talk about Africa, what gets to be planted in each country, all countries have a view to determine which seeds they can plant in their country.
Yeah.
And when South Africa in the early 2000s said, look, we will embrace technology, we will take genetically modified seeds, hybrid seeds, anything that is safe for consumption, but at the same time, leading to higher yields and it can withstand harsher climatic conditions.
Hmm.
And many of the African countries have always held a stand whereby they are saying they are against some of these seeds. They want to make sure that they keep their own seeds and they are not really going to be open to science.
Mm-hmm.
What this then typically leads to is that with climate change and the changes in the environment in general, most countries in the region, they have not been able to keep up with better seeds that can cope better with these harsher conditions,
mm-hmm.
which is why today in Zimbabwe, they have lost 60% of their crop, Zambia 50% of their maize crop, but in South Africa, only about 18% of our crop year on year. So it does make a difference on whether you embrace science or not and what farming practices you put. And I must be quick to add that other people may say, as South Africa, maybe we are irrigating or not, but we actually irrigate only 10% of our maize. Majority of it is out there to be rain-fed, but the better seeds have helped us to a certain extent relative to our neighbors.
So this is interesting, because in the end, if Zimbabwe takes crop from South Africa, they'll be okay, so to speak. But Zambia is not going to accept our crop because it's not genetically, it is genetically modified, and they don't like that.
This has always done, a problem, because in the early 2000s and all the way to 2010, Zimbabwe always kept us as South Africa also in this dance and a tussle, where they would say, look, South Africans, I don't want your seeds because you are planting a variety of crops that I don't plant here. But they were only saying that when things were still reasonably comfortable.
Yes.
And when push comes in and now there is no food, they will say, look, South Africa, let's sit down and talk. Give us this. We'll just take it to the mill. We don't want your seeds in here. And then after some time, they realize that there's a challenge. And now they are fairly open. Zambia is still in existence, but I don't think that's how we'll continue for some time, because the reality is they do need to import. And as South Africa, we are in a fortunate position because although our crop is down 18% year on year, we still have about 1.4 million tons of maize to put it to the world market. And many people want it. And we have enough for ourselves.
So what does this mean for, obviously, unfortunately, people on the ground in Zimbabwe? The price of maize, is it, you know, are we likely to see it shoot up?
Look, as we speak now, because people have recently just harvested their crop, it does look like things are stable and people are not talking a lot. But I tell you what, in a month or two, you and I will have a conversation where you will be reading some headlines coming in from the region about the shortages, particularly at the end of the year going into the start of next year. I do think that the supplies of maize will be constrained. Of course, then if there's less maize available, that has price implications. And I think that there is the risk primarily for white maize, because some of the listeners may say, yeah, there's a lot of maize in the world, over 1.2 billion tons. But the problem is, over 98% of the maize that is in the world market is yellow maize. White maize is only produced in large quantities here in Southern Africa and in Mexico. And what now we have constrained is actually that variety of the white maize for human consumption. So all in all, there are upside risks on prices in the region, but to a certain extent it amounts. But I wouldn't warn and say there's a crisis or anything in South Africa. But in our neighbors, there will be some challenges ahead.
Well, thank you very, very much for that. I really appreciate your time. This is Wandile Sehlabi, who is an economist and who's also from the senior lecturer at the Department of Agriculture and Economics at Stellenbosch University, Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa as well. Thank you very much for your time.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.